Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
AJ not in the studio with me here, but she is on the phone down at the beautiful new Hayward Field in Eugene for the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
How nice is it down there?
Oh, it is beautiful. It's like 85 or something-ish.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, now, it's pretty nice.
Are you out in front? Are you in Hayward Field or in front of Hayward Field right now? Are you down
yet? We are in Eugene. We are currently driving around finding parking for Hayward Field. But we've done a lap around the stadium. It is beautiful. Very shiny. Very new. Excited to get over there.
See, this, I'm glad. Some things will never change about Hayward Field. Because a lot of people were saying, look, it was such a sentimental thing. And it was a beautiful old facility. And the parking always used to be crappy there. Now it's just brand new and sparkly and shining, but the parking is still crappy. So some things will never change.
Yeah, we have to carry a little bit of this history into the new with us, right? But I think they're trying to, like, half of the, you know, city is blocked off for this event as far as parking goes. And so they're doing their best to sort of keep everything safe and make sure that, I think there's some county regulations of how many people can actually go in the stadium. Yeah. So just with COVID, it's an extra added little hazard,
so
if you will.
You're down there because your duties at COIN. You're covering the U.S. Olympic track and field trials at what is the, I mean, it's a cathedral to track and field. It's one of the nicest buildings in the world. Now, what are the storylines that we're watching for coming into this weekend that you're going to be covering with COIN down there?
So we have a lot of them. We're keeping a lot of close tabs on Oregon athletes and athletes with Oregon ties.
For sure.
So today, Ryan Crowther is throwing, and he just had his preliminaries at noon. So we got to check in on him. And then English Gardner running her first 100-meter race tonight. And then she has an interesting – her story was already interesting, but then really – got more difficult, her journey back to the trials, because she caught COVID in late April. And so she shared with us on Tuesday that it has just been brutal to try and get back. She had a lot of the long hauler symptoms. And so she had muscle fatigue, body aches, leg swelling, joint pain. Not great when you're a sprinter and trying to make Tokyo. And so she and her coach went through a really long process to try and make sure that she would set up as well as she possibly could be to be at her best this weekend at Hayward Field. And she said she's coming into this week feeling really strong. And it's only because she and her coach were so intentional about how they eased her back into things. So those are a few of the early ones that we're following, but also, you know, track and field trials are back in Eugene, brand new Hayward Field. Fans are allowed in. So we're looking forward to talking with some fans about just what it means to have this, you know, really important historic event back in Eugene.
Holy crap. I just checked the qualifying throw for Ryan Crowther.
How do you know?
He set the meet record.
Cool.
75 feet, 75 feet, 2.5 inches. So,
oh my God. So we saw him throwing that, but like from the outside. We saw it. I could see how far he threw it because I was watching on the huge scoreboard and I was outside the stadium. So that should tell you how big the scoreboard is.
Yeah, this is incredible. Just to put this into perspective of what Ryan Krauser he went to Barlow High School, by the way, here in Gresham. He threw 75 feet. The next closest throw was 71.
So, oh my gosh!
I mean, he's dominating the competition, and that is just qualifying. But he's qualified very easily through. But there's something that I wanted to touch on with that English gardener, and you got a chance to talk to her, and that's going to be on Coin tonight, correct?
Tomorrow
night.
Tonight we're going to be all about Ryan Krauser and sort of just laying the groundwork of setting the stage, sort of what it's like here in Eugene, what they've got in place, because tickets are still available. People want to come down, and obviously this is the first weekend, and then next weekend as well has a lot more events. So we're just sort of doing a little bit of a like, hey, we're in Eugene. A lot of people wish they could also be here. So tonight we're going to try and bring you here.
This is when the English gardener conversation that you were talking about with her peaking at the right time. Like all these athletes are trying to peak like right now and hold it through Tokyo. That has got to be it's got to be incredibly difficult to do if you have those long hauler symptoms, and even getting to the point where you're close to peaking, and the fact that she could still qualify in this, I think that's a testament to how good she is, because it's got to be nowhere near where her actual peak would be under normal circumstances, right?
Exactly. And you think about what this group of Olympic hopefuls has had to go through already, with the fact that they were all scheduled and had worked their entire training to be peaking last summer. It is different than a normal, year in, year out sport. Being an Olympian, it all leads up to the Olympics every 4 years. You have world championships and nationals and all that jazz throughout each individual year, but the Olympics are what you really work towards. The Olympics are what you set the standard to. And so already this group of Olympic hopefuls has had to retrain their body to be back in Olympic shape a year after they were already in Olympic shape. So this set in particular is just really having to do quite a bit and has already been through a lot to get to this point. And now you add somebody like English, who caught COVID less than 2 months ago, and she said it's been terrible. That was the word she described. It's been absolutely terrible to try and train and get back to that. And what she was finding is that she could be, she could compete one sort of like round. When she got back to competing, she was fine and she could be competitive on one round. But then when she came back and tried to do the second round, that was when the fatigue really kicked in. And so she and her coach worked through how to make sure that they can, train almost as if it is a round. And so they would do rounds of training so that she'd be ready for the rounds of competition.
I love that you guys are highlighting this track and field trials and then again, the gymnastic trials too, because I think, we have such a rich history and tradition of track and field in the state of Oregon. And it's not just the University of Oregon and Bill Bowerman and Nike and Pre and all that. It is, Dick Fosbury and the Fosbury flop, at Oregon State. And that's where the high jump changed forever and world records were set. I think it's really cool that you're highlighting it, because we have some of the best track athletes in the world living here, not just American track athletes either, living right here in our own backyard. It's awesome that you guys are going to be highlighting Team USA in the trials though. So that's really cool. What else should we be looking out for from you?
Well, I think really I'm excited to hear fans back in the track stadium, if you will, because we were talking to a lot of the athletes at Oregon or with ties to Oregon, earlier this week. And they were all saying this is the only place in the world where there's actually like track fans.
Yes.
There's actually people who know your name and they know what you did. And so like Craven Gillespie, he was talking about that. And then English was talking about that. Cole. I mean, there's so many names that I could go through that were on that press conference earlier this week, who every single one of them just said, I'm so excited to be back at Hayward Field specifically, because everyone knows your name. Everyone knows what you did. And they're like cheering for you personally. And some of the people who've competed internationally have said this is the only place in the world where they feel like that. And so I'm really excited to experience that myself, because I haven't gotten a chance to cover any track and field events at Hayward in person, but I've heard about it, So this is something that I'm excited to see in real life, and then hopefully bring to other people who haven't experienced it, try to describe what this atmosphere is like, because it is one of the best in the world.
Yeah, I was watching a video about the new Hayward Field and how everything was designed for the athlete, including the where the stands are situated, right? And the fact that the overhangs are actually designed and built to funnel noise back onto the track so the athletes can hear the roars of the crowd, which I think is going to be really cool. So I'm really interested in getting your, when you get into the building and you hear how loud it gets for some of those, what that feeling is like, because it's supposed to be a raucous environment when Hayward Field gets rocking.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. So I'll do my best to bring everyone along.
Yes.
On Coin, on Twitter, on Instagram all weekend long, and I'll join you Monday with a little bit of a recap.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait. AJ, have so much fun down there. You are in track heaven. I wish I was down there with you. I'm super jealous that you're getting to go down there.
Should have brought the show on the road.
I know. We really should have. Oh, before we let you go.
Yes.
Nets or Bucks in Game 7?
I like chaos.
Hell yeah, you do. Bucks?
Yeah, let's go Bucks.
All right, Bucks. And then do we see two more Game 7s? How many more Game 7s do we see? These are the predictions that we're going to have later.
I think we see a Game 7 in the Jazz series. Mm-hmm. I think they come back. They figure it out tonight. And then I think we do not. I think it ends tonight.
What?
Atlanta, Philly.
What?
Yep. I think it's over. Trae Young has spoken. He's ready to take another bow or ring the Liberty Bell, whatever they do in Philadelphia.
Perfect. All right, AJ, have fun down there. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.